a ship robe is part hanging space and part drawers. Mm-hmm. And a wardrobe is all hanging space.
Okay. Same, yeah, that's, you're right.
Okay. I don't know if this house has one or not, but what would you call an area right at the top of the house, just below the roof, that you could get to by either means of a ladder or stairs where you might store things?
I guess you would call it an attic.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard an old-fashioned term for that?
The oldest term I've heard of would be the attic.
Attic. You ever heard people call it the loft?
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. I think in terms of the loft, you know. Usually it's not sealed off or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother use that term?
Yes. Yes.
She would call it the loft?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Up in the loft of the house or something like that.
Okay. And the name of the room in the house where you cook, that's just the
kitchen.
Yeah. You ever seen a kitchen housing around here that wasn't part of the main house, was built away from the house?
No, not around here. I haven't seen any.
Okay. What about a room that might be built right off the kitchen where you could store canned goods or extra dishes?
It might be known as a pantry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other names for that?
That's it.
Like kitchen closet or safe? Not for me?
Not for me.
Okay. What would you call a lot of old worthless items?
Most people would call them antiques. Yeah. Junk.
Yeah. You ever hear of having a room in the house where people would store all that sort of thing?
Yeah, storage room, a junk house.
Junk house. That would be a separate building?
Usually.
Okay. I want to ask you about this expression. Say when a woman gets up in the morning, she might move around the house, perhaps dust a little here, maybe straighten something there. What would you say she does every morning when she gets up?
She cleans.
Okay. And while she's cleaning up, she might want to sweep the floor. What would she use?
Use a broom.
You ever seen one that's that was made entirely out of straw instead of having a wooden handle?
Yes. Strawberry.
Strawberry. Is that any more effective than the ones they use now? Or?
No, I don't think so. It was just a cheaper way of the only way of getting something that would do whatever cleaning you need to get done at that time.
Did you ever hear of people who had dirt yards going out and sweeping the yard?
Yes. Or use a brush broom.
Brush broom. Is that different from a straw broom?
It is, yes. The difference being is that a brush broom was made of a number of branches or limbs from very slender trees that you would get out of the swamp or the edge of the swamp, mm-hmm. and tie them together with all the leaves off of them, and have the very tip of the brushes would sweep the arch.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, was there any one particular chore that women did on Mondays?
Usually they would wash.
Do what?
Wash. Mm-hmm. Wash.
In other words, they say they were going to do their
washing. Laundry.
Same thing. What about the activity once they've washed the clothes in order to get the wrinkles out you say they're going to do? But
ironing.
Yeah. And when you say laundry, do you mean washing and ironing together or one of them?
Well, usually they would do the washing on Monday perhaps and then maybe the ironing on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So would both activities be considered be part of the laundry?
Yes.
Okay. The part of the house that's right at the front.